This is Mornings
with Sarah Gilman
on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
The free childcare scheme put in place at the beginning of the pandemic will officially end on Sunday. The government says free childcare was a temporary measure to help keep the sector afloat amid collapsing demand. For families, it means they'll have to pay for care from Monday. So what does it mean for Tasmanian families and centres? What does it mean for you? 0438 922 936 is our text number if you want to let me know. Ros Cornish is the National President of Early Childhood Australia. She's also the CEO of Lady Gowrie Tasmania and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
How is the sector feeling as the free childcare comes to an end?
Vulnerable and uncertain yet again. Of course, as of next week, families will revert to fee paying, which is means tested, of course. But because many of them have lost jobs or had hours reduced, we're expecting some changes in demand as a result of the fee-paying exercise.
So you're saying at the moment most people sort of intend to keep their place, but that might change?
Yes. I mean, many services have contacted, obviously, all of their clients, those who've been attending, those who have retained their booking but not attending during this period. And whilst families are positive, until they actually receive that first account for their fees to be paid, I think that's when it will really hit home.
And of course, there is still that uncertainty over the future of JobKeeper.
Oh, absolutely. So, educators will not receive JobKeeper going forward. That's ending at the end of this week. And then, of course, those families and clients who are a receipt of job eligible for JobKeeper in their own workplaces, when that ends in September, that will be a tipping point as well.
So there is a special subsidy for financial hardship. How does that work?
Yes, there is. It's called Additional Childcare Subsidy and it's for temporary financial hardship. In the past, this has been some red tape associated with the application. The Australian government have assured us as a sector they've streamlined that process and made it easier so it's not a barrier for families to apply. There are certain criteria that is applied to receive that. But that is available for families for temporary financial hardship.
So how are centres managing all of this? I mean, you know, you often have to do the budget forecast way ahead. Mm. Are they making that a much shorter sort of budget plan?
Well, we've lived in uncertainty from when the pandemic impact began in early March. Budgets, I think, in my paid work, this is our fourth budget exercise to try and plan because we've had change in government policy and practice over that time. And of course, our utilisation levels plummeted in March. And whilst utilisation levels have increased, they're certainly not to the pre-pandemic stage. So it is really hard to juggle the financial aspect of it. But more importantly, our people, our workforce, we're really concerned about our workforce. Those casuals or the people we rely on to fill vacancies at short notice, without JobKeeper, they are probably better off to move into the job seeker regime. And so we're really concerned about the future of our workforce. Childcare, as we know it, is an enabler to jobs and the economy improving. But of course, we are totally reliant on jobs. People can't afford childcare unless they're working.
Yes, Ros, uncertain times. Thank you for your time this morning.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ros Cornish, Tasmanian President of Early Childhood Australia and CEO of Lady Gowrie Tasmania.